Amid the recent uproar over affirmative action in college admissions, one program in California appears to be a success. The incoming freshman class of the University of California was chosen under a policy designed to improve access for disadvantaged students. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that despite critics' concerns, the new policy has not watered down academic standards.
UC spokesman Hanan Eisenman says the freshman class of 2003 is more qualified than those who came before.
Academic indicators and academic excellence is actually growing stronger.
That's significant because this class is only the second to be chosen under a new admissions policy called Comprehensive Review. That policy means admissions officers give extra weight to criteria beyond grade point average and SAT scores. Admissions Director Mae Brown of UC San Diego says applicants are also judged on special skills they may have or special obstacles they may have faced, such as growing up poor or being the first in their family to attend college.
It's a redefinition of merit, actually. What other factors, in addition to the traditional factors, really makes the student who he or she is?
That kind of individual scrutiny is labor-intensive. Brown says every one of the 43,000 applications UCSD received last year had to be read by at least two people, and sometimes more.
It would be very easy to simply plug in grades and test scores, but that doesn't give us the full picture of the individuals that we are reviewing.
Some university regents, like Ward Connerly, who led a successful campaign against affirmative action in California, worry the new policy may give too much weight to non-academic criteria. But a faculty committee that studied the policy reported to the Regents this past week scholastic achievement has not suffered. UC spokesman Eisenman says grades and test scores in this year's freshman class are even better than in years past.
When comprehensive review first started, some were concerned that the academic quality of UC's entering freshman class might diminish, and that's not occurred.
And at least on some campuses, the new policy seems to be meeting the goal of improving access for disadvantaged students. There are higher proportions of low-income students, first-generation and college students, and underrepresented racial minorities, though the admissions process itself is race-blind. At UC San Diego, Admissions Director Brown likes what she sees.
We have an extremely talented group of young men and women. I was just out talking with many of them, and it's great to see that process move from the paper, which is what we see in the admissions office, to actually talking with students on the campus.
Even though the faculty committee concluded comprehensive review is helping to boost access to the university, it also said the policy alone should not be expected to completely redress disparities in college admissions. University spokesman Eisenman says that's especially true as the UC system grows more competitive and California's budget deficit isn't helping.
It's true that we are facing deep budget cuts at the very time that our enrollments are growing at an unprecedented rate, so that is a serious problem.
University regents haven't decided yet how to address that problem, but it's possible they'll freeze the number of incoming students. Despite a more comprehensive admissions policy, that could make it even harder for today's high school seniors, who will soon be applying for next year's freshman class. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.